BBC Listen. Gardening Australia Junior.
I wonder where my Gardening Australia Junior crew have gotten to. I'm all alone in this beautiful bushland. Where could they be?
Shh, he's coming.
We're up here, Costa, in the trees.
A couple of gumnut babies. Want to climb down and we can have some lunch by the river.
Coming.
Oh, no, Millie. Look at your clothes and my hands.
They're covered in black stuff.
It's soot from the tree. There must have been a bushfire through here recently.
But it's so green.
How would these plants survive a bushfire?
Aussie plants are incredible. They've been living here for thousands of years and they've learned how to cope with some pretty extreme weather, like seasonal bushfires.
How?
I can show you how with a little help from my compost.
What's compost going to do out here?
And why are you throwing it up into the trees?
Because, my gumnuts, this compost turbocharges growth. It's a secret special recipe made from apple cores, sandwich crusts, the odd avo seed, and a healthy serving of magic.
Costa, something's happening.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall, and you will seem so very small.
Everything's growing up around us. It feels like we're shrinking.
Quick, climb up this banksia and hold on tight.
Away we go. Whoa!
Phew, I think all the growing is stopped.
Whatever you do, don't look down.
Wow.
I told you not to look down.
This tree is as tall as a building now.
And we're on the top floor.
You know I'm scared of heights, right?
Don't worry, Xavier. Look, there's some spider web here. Thanks to the compost, it's as thick as rope. Let's grab some of this and a bit of this.
Costa, isn't that a spider's home? I don't think you should be pulling it apart like that.
Yeah, and with everything supersized, I don't think I really want to meet the spider who lives here.
Don't worry, this looks like an old web and we can tie it around your waist so you feel safe up here. There, safe as houses.
Thanks, Costa.
Now, there are a few ways some plants make it through a bushfire. The way this banksia here does it is thanks to these amazing flowers.
They smell like honey.
Yeah, but they look like a giant toilet brush.
Hey, they do.
If we push these yellow flower stems out of the way, you can see there's a really hard woody cone on the inside.
Yeah.
The seeds for new banksia plants grow inside these. They last a long time, long after the yellow flower stems fall off.
Like this one over here. It's a hard, dry cone with lots of bumpy bits on it.
Bingo, the seeds are inside those lumps.
It's so hard. How do you get the seeds out?
Give me a go.
Don't hurt yourself.
They're really tough. Maybe you have to bury the whole cone and water it until it's all mushing and the seeds can grow.
No, you need a bushfire.
What?
The seed pods are sealed shut with resin from the tree. It's like a hard glue the banksia makes. The resin melts in a fire, and once the flames are out, the pods open and the seeds are released.
Whoa, so the banksia can grow new plants after a bushfire.
Pretty clever, huh?
That's amazing.
Whoa! Costa, something just yanked him away.
Help me! Something's pulling on the web!
Oh no, don't turn around.
Ah! A spider's slurping up the web like spaghetti!
Huh, looks like Santiago the spider's home. Not to worry, Xavier. He just wants his webbing back so he can make a new one.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know spiders recycle their webs.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Costa, Millie, please focus.
Oops, sorry, Xavier. Let's just cut the web off here. There, you're free.
Thanks, Costa, and sorry, Santiago.
He'll be right. Come on, I still have some web left over. Let's use it to swing over to that eucalyptus tree.
Looks like you're going fishing.
Cast off. Ooh, got one.
Yeah, nice one, Costa. You've got a huge branch.
Now, grab onto the web. The stickiness should help you hang on.
Are you sure it's strong enough to hold all three of us?
Absolutely. Spider webs are incredibly strong and perfectly designed for swinging. Ready? One,
two, three!
Whoa, that landing was softer than I expected.
Fluffier too.
Oh, crikey, it's a koala.
Whoa, he's as big as a car.
And he doesn't even know it. Looks like he slept through all the magic. Let's climb down quietly so we don't interrupt his nap.
I'm glad we landed on his soft tummy. It's way cuddlier than this stringy bark tree.
This stringy bark is what we swung over here to see. Its bark is amazing protection from bushfires.
But how? This tree is all black. It looks like it got fried in a fire.
It's just a little singed on the outside. If we peek below the surface and pull back some of the stringy fibers here...
Oh, it's not burnt at all on the inside.
This bark helps protect the tree from the heat of the fire. It's really tough stuff. Eucalypts have developed a great bushfire defence system. I call it bark and buds.
Bark and buds? Okay, we've seen the tough bark. But where are all your buds?
See how the trunk is all black on this burnt tree? But there are bright green shoots poking through.
Yeah, it looks like the tree is wearing a green fuzzy jumper.
These sprouts grow from buds underneath the bark. They're like little plant babies, ready to grow when the time is right.
And the time is right when it's on fire?
Not quite, but right afterwards. It's called epicormic growth. It's a fast way for a tree that might have been damaged in a fire to jumpstart new growth and heal.
Oh no, it's starting to rain.
Oh, that's not exactly rain, Millie.
Ew, did a koala just drool on me?
Our koala friend has woken up for a little snack between snoozes.
Hey, hands off those buds, bud. The tree needs them.
Oh, look, the koala's on the move.
He's heading down the trunk. Quick, grab on. We can catch a ride down with him.
Oh, I'm on.
I'm on too. I thought koalas sleep all day.
They sleep most of the day, but they wake up for food breaks. I think he's switching trees for a leafier lunch.
We're almost on the ground.
Let's jump off here at the base of the tree.
Thanks for the lift.
I thought the bushfire defense was the tough bark and the buds underneath. What else is there to see?
More buds.
You have so many friends, Costa.
See this knobbly, bulbous base of the tree?
Yeah, it almost looks like the roots are all swollen and sticking out of the ground.
Yes, and they're chock full of those amazing buds we saw sprouting along the trunk of the tree.
Wow!
The technical term is a lignotuber. The buds are bunched together in a small ball at the base of the trunk, so that they can get water and nutrients straight from the tree's roots.
So it can stay alive in a bushfire?
Yes, this is the tree's last line of defence if the rest of the tree above the base gets completely destroyed by fire.
Touch wood it doesn't though.
This bulb, the lignotuber, can regrow the whole tree. In just a year, this tree could shoot up by 6 metres. That's taller than a giraffe.
Speaking of, this tree is looking a little more giraffe-sized. It was as big as a skyscraper before.
It's the compost! It's wearing off and the tree is shrinking back down to its normal size!
Stand back!
Whoa!
Phew, I think it's over.
Maybe not. Did you hear that?
It's just my stomach. Didn't we say we'd have lunch by the river?
Yes, we did. Look, I'll get this fire pit going so we can have a nice barbecue lunch.
Hey, Costa, look at all these Banksia cones I've found. They're all still closed.
Ah, perfect. Bring them over. We can get them open with our campfire.
Really? How?
Now, you can do this at home too. But remember, whether it's a campfire or an oven, get a grown-up to help.
Yes!
I'll gently put these seed pods near the fire. At home, you and your grown-up can bake them in an oven at 100 degrees Celsius for about 20 minutes.
This fire must be way hotter. Look, I can already see the pods opening. What the?
Our old friend is back.
Hey, stop dribbling on our seed pods, Mr. Koala.
He's really loving those eucalyptus leaves.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen.
If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.